current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to this week's segment of News Right Now, Trump's tariffs. In a move that has sent ripples through global markets, U.S. President Donald Trump has announced a new wave of tariffs, with a particularly heavy focus on countries in the Muslim world. The proposed tariffs, some exceeded 40%, are being framed as part of a broader strategy to protect American manufacturing and reduce trade deficits. He argues that tariffs will boost U.S. manufacturing and protect jobs, but the world economy has been thrown into chaos and prices are expected to rise for consumers. He argues that America has been taken advantage of by quote-unquote cheaters and quote-unquote pillaged by foreigners. So what does this really mean? For many Muslim-majority nations, these tariffs threaten to further destabilize already fragile economies, limiting growth opportunities and deepening dependence on Western markets. Among the countries most affected are Bangladesh, Indonesia, and Pakistan, all which face staggering tariff rates of 37%, 32%, and 29%, respectively. These nations rely heavily on exports to sustain their economies, particularly in sectors like textiles, garments, and agriculture. Bangladesh, with its massive garment industry, will face significant losses in revenue and employment as access to the U.S. market becomes more restrictive. Indonesia's exports of electronics, palm oil, and rubber are now at risk, while Pakistan's textile and rice sectors are expected to make a severe hit. These high tariffs could lead to job losses, reduced foreign exchange reserves, and raising economic inequality in these countries, worsening existing socioeconomic challenges. What lies at the core of this crisis is the painful reminder of how economic dependency has left much of the Muslim world vulnerable to external shocks. Despite representing over a billion people and controlling vast natural resources, the Muslim world remains fragmented economically, politically, and strategically. This disunity means that instead of understanding and appreciating the blessings of their resources and investing in trading with supporting each other, many Muslim countries rely on Western markets for survival. The result is a cycle of economic subservience where decisions made in Washington can directly impact the livelihood of millions in Dhaka, Jakarta, and Lahore, as well as the rest of the Muslim world. Our Ummah will continue to suffer the consequences of global economic imbalances under this corrupt and vicious cycle, where this international system loots and rapes the resources of the Muslim world, paying off the corrupt leaders at the top. And who suffers? The people. Our Ummah. Yet, there remains hope and immense potential. And it's a matter of time, bi-idhnillah, when our Muslim Ummah breaks these artificial borders, and under one banner, one state, one rule, the narrative changes dramatically. By removing internal trade barriers, sharing resources equitably, circulating wealth within the region, and developing strategic industries from energy to technology, we can create a self-sustaining economic ecosystem. Our unity could mean collective strength, diversified markets, and zero reliance on external powers. The road ahead requires vision and cooperation required from our Ummah. It requires willpower and strength. But most importantly, it requires us to have utmost trust in the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is our motivation and motto to work earnestly for the return of the Islamic Khilafah system on the method of the prophethood. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ وَلَيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمُ الَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَهُمْ وَلَيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا يَعْبُدُونَنِي لَا يُشْرِكُونَ بِي شَيْئًا يَعْبُدُونَنِي لَا يُشْرِكُونَ بِي شَيْئًا
Allah has promised those of you who believe and do good deeds that He will certainly make them successors in the land, and He did with those before them, and will surely establish for them their religion where He has chosen for them, and will indeed change their fear into security, provided that they worship Me, not associating anything with Me. Surah An-Nur, Ayah 55. Jazakum Allahu khairun for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.